It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back with this segment. My name is Buddy Shula, and we're going to talk about your eyes with Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care and Kevin O'Brien here today. Ficta.com on the website, or you can call them 1-800-309-2020. Nice to have you on the segment as usual, Kevin.
Always, always a pleasure. I love coming here because I get to see you. I get to talk about things that are important. I get to talk about Senior Matters because that's what we're all about. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about a plumbing problem for your eyes called glaucoma. A lot of people have it, and you want to wonder what that is. Well, it's when your eye pressure goes up and you go to the doctor, or maybe, you know, and I'm not a doctor, but if you come into the office and all of a sudden they say to you, you know, your eye pressure is a little high, we probably should start you on some eye drops. Well, what the heck does that mean? And what does that mean for your longevity and your health and all that? Well, glaucoma is called the silent thief of sight because you don't know you have it. There's really no symptoms to it. But left untreated over many, many years, it causes loss of peripheral vision. So if left untreated for many, many years, it's like you have tunnel vision. You end up with just a small hole in the middle of what you can see and nothing around it.
So is there an age that glaucoma starts?
No, it can be, you know, when you're very young, it can happen for a variety of reasons. There's two primary ways it's looked at. There's open angle and closed angle. You don't have to remember basically what they are, but one is it takes a long time to develop. The other one could come on acutely, where it does cause some symptoms, which is kind of rare, but it's the open angle glaucoma that you want to, you know, be concerned about.
So sometimes I remember when I got my LASIK procedure from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. That was many years ago, but one of the questions that you were asking everybody who was thinking about LASIK is, do you have glaucoma? Like, sure. It was a really big deal if they did.
Yeah. It really is, because if you have this and it's left, you know, as I said, untreated, you know, it could be a real problem. I mean, it's not, and the thing is, you don't know what you don't know is what I've always been told. So, you know, that little puff of air that everybody hates, you go in there and they say, try not to put your head back. You're going to puff your eye with air. And every time they do it to me, they tell me, I know it's coming, and I still blink and I still jump. But that's one way they do it. But the other way they do it in some doctor's offices, they have this little device that actually touches the front surface of your eye. It's a little more accurate doing it that way. And by doing that, it gives us a much better picture of what's happening. And then the big thing is they look inside your eye by dilating it. And they look at your optic nerve. If your optic nerve, which is the channel that takes the information to your brain, if that's starting to change, then you got to do something about it.
So how do people, if people haven't been to an eye doctor, how would you know if you have glaucoma?
You wouldn't. That's the whole thing. You want to go into, you know, it doesn't matter who your eye care professional is, your optometrist, ophthalmologist, whatever, but, you know, they all can take care of it for you. But you want to go in and make sure they want to do a pressure check. And if they find out you have some high pressures, you know, then they start you on a couple things. They'll do what's called a visual field test, where you sit in this little machine and you press a button. It's like a game show. And when you see little lights light up, you push a button to make sure you're not losing any side vision. And more importantly, you know, they look at the back of the eye. And if there's changes there, that's when they say, well, you know, you've been skating along long enough without, but now it's time to use eye drops.
So does glaucoma affect other parts of the body?
No, it's just simply a plumbing problem inside the eye. The eye creates this fluid called aqueous, and the aqueous is supposed to flow freely. It provides nutrients to the front surface of the eye, the cornea, and when you have too much of this fluid or it doesn't drain properly, that's what glaucoma is. But I'm here to tell you something that's really exciting about this is new, brand new in all of the United States. We are we're the primary providers of something called Durysta. And Durysta is the first-in-class biodegradable implant for pressure problems and control ocular hypertension. It's best used for patients with mild to moderate glaucoma, and it helps to eliminate using eye drops.
So I just want to get back, because this is big news pretty much, but I want to get back to glaucoma. So there are no symptoms of this at all? No cloudiness, no nothing like a cataract or anything like that?
The long-term fashion of having open angle means that, it's just something like, I'll give you an example. If you've got a garden hose and you step on it, and that garden hose does not allow for water to flow through, that's what the glaucoma does to the back of your eye. It presses on the tiny little nerves around the center of your vision, and those nerves get pressure on it, and it causes losses of side vision. And it's so subtle that you don't notice. You don't see that you're losing some of your peripheral vision. And that's when the testing comes into place. You know, it really takes high pressures, you know, over a certain number. It takes the appearance of the optic nerve in the back of the eye. And the third thing it takes is changes in the way your peripheral vision is functioning.
And again, we're here with Kevin O'Brien this segment from Ficta, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care. Call them at 1-800-309-2020, or you could just Google them at Ficta or go to Ficta.com. We're talking about glaucoma, the silent thief of sight. So it's like it's like one of those silent things, like you hear about other diseases. It's a silent, like high blood pressure is the silent killer, they say.
Yeah, good analogy.
And stuff like that. So, but the good news is glaucoma has really not had a treatment before.
Oh, it always has, but primarily they do it. They assess it and they maintain it by using eye drops in your eyes that either controls the amount of fluid being created, or there's drops that help to open up the drain, as it were, like in the sink where the sink's plugged up. So there has been treatments for many, many years. There's also a laser procedure they can use on the front of the eye, inside the colored part of the eye, that they can make small like openings so that the drain is unplugged too. But, you know, if you get somebody in brand new in the office and say they're our age in the 60s, and all of a sudden you say, guess what, you got to use this drop. First of all, you don't know if they're going to really use it. Second of all, you know, you maintain by watching them. But, you know, the funny thing is, Dr. Endel said to me this morning, to watch somebody actually try to put an eye drop in her own eye in front of an eye doctor is hilariously sad, because, you know, the aim is off. It's hard to do. You waste a bunch of it. You know, the preservatives can make your eyes red. There's a lot of things, you know, if that's the only thing you can do, that's great. But this comes along as an implant, and it solves that problem.
So let's talk about this procedure again.
Sure.
It's Durysta. And so what makes this so different than anything before this?
Well, because it's the first one ever, I mean, ever, to be introduced to, you know, us in the United States, that you go in, and what the doctor can do is he can take, in the office, he can put this tiny little implant, and it goes in the front chamber of your eye. It's completely painless because we use some numbing gel. You put it in there, and as the patients describe, you know, they're very nervous about this, but you tell them it's a little bit of pressure for about maybe 2 seconds, and when they're done, this implant sits in the front surface of the eye. It's very, very tiny. It looks like, you know, half the distance of a lead in a pencil, very tiny, and it dissolves over time, anywhere from 9 to 24 months. And in the FDA study, a lot of people lasted more than a year, to even 2 years. So you do it once, and then you're not doing drops.
So when you're not doing drops again, what happens after that? Do you feel different? Do you see better?
You don't really, but what you know in your heart of hearts is you know that pressure that's building up in your eye is no longer doing that, because your eye pressure comes down like it should be, because the drug that's introduced inside the eye is very safe. It's a drug that's been used for many years, but now because of the implant section of it, or way it's presented, it lasts, you know, and you're not having to worry about trying to get the eye drops in the eye and not on your cheek. You're not having to worry about, did I remember to do these today? And a lot of people, you tell them to use drops and they don't, you know, it's compliance. You know, it's hard to, you know, people tell you, make sure you take your blood pressure medication. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Well, same thing with eye drops. A lot of people don't follow the rules or the advice of doctors.
Yeah, but the difference, I think, between blood pressure and glaucoma, what you're talking about, is there's been enough information out there to say that people, you're not going to feel high blood pressure. You're not going to do anything about it. If you don't go to a doctor on a regular basis, you may not know you have it, so why would I even care about it?
Exactly. Well, that's why an annual eye exam is so darn important. You know, you want to see your eye care professional to make sure that they're doing all the testing. And if they mention the big G word and they say you have glaucoma, you know, don't hide your head in the sand and worry about it and say, oh, my goodness, I'm just going to skate through this and it's not going to affect me because I have no symptoms. No, no, no. I mean, if you leave this on, and I'm talking about, I'm not going to scare anybody. It takes many, many, many years before you start to lose side vision. But why lose any vision at all if you don't have to?
So how long does this take, the procedure?
Or? Mere seconds. I mean, it's just so quick. It's almost like watching someone just touch the eye. And it's so fast that you don't even have time to get nervous. And people still get nervous when you tell them you're going to do this implant. So we kind of show them about it. And if you Google Durysta online, it's D-U-R-Y-S-T-A. There's a lot of videos that show it being done. I don't know if it's always so great to watch this stuff because it looks scarier than it actually is. I mean, I've watched the docs do these, and it's just so quick and painless. And then, you know, think of the difference now. You have something inside your eye that's helping you.
Are glaucoma screenings, is that something that you do outside of a regular eye exam?
We used to many years ago. In fact, Dr. Fichte was one of the very first in all of Western New York. I'm talking 35 years ago. When he hired me, he said to me, how are you at lifting things? And I had no idea what he meant. But we had a company van. We would take a glaucoma screening device, a little air puff thing, and we would actually go to the malls, set up in the middle of the mall, and nobody does this anymore because it, now hopefully everybody sees their eye doctor. But they do that air puff test, and we'd find so many people in the mall that just didn't know they had eye pressure problems. So it should be and always is part of a normal eye exam, but you know, no, there's no screenings anymore. You really want to make sure you get that eye exam.
So what's going on with Dr. Fichte and the leather pants?
It's so funny you say that because I just saw him this morning.
I'm only kidding.
No, I love that guy.
Delete that.
And that's the best thing you ever said to me. I got to say that.
I was going to say more. All right. So here's my question. So does insurance cover any of this?
You know, it's so funny. That's the first thing people ask because they think, oh, it's new. And, oh, I don't know if my insurance is going to cover it. How much is it going to be and all that? Well, you know, I have a talking points in front of me that was given to me by the company because that's the big question. And yes, you know, insurance does cover it most of the time. And some people, there's no copay at all. It's free. So why not find out? And if you come to our office and you call, we have a young lady who works in our office. Her name is Crystal. She's very good at navigating through the insurance portion of this. And if she can pre-qualify you, for a lot of folks, they come in, their insurance pays for it completely.
So again, there are no symptoms, folks. Glaucoma is a lot, hypothetically speaking, a lot like cholesterol or a lot like high blood pressure, one of these things that you don't know until you're seeing somebody and they tell you, and you're really glad that you saw that person because of the long-term harm it can do to your body. So I would definitely recommend to call Fichte, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care. You should always have an annual eye exam, like Kevin said. But you know, here's again something new, something progressive that's going to help. You guys have so many things that helps.
Many irons in the fire.
Right. It helps everything. So if you can't see far, if you can't see, but if you have cataracts, I mean, there's all kinds of solutions that Fichte, Endel, and Elmer offer.
Well, it saves you a trip to the pharmacy. I'll tell you that. I mean, I go to the pharmacy all the time for all kinds of things. But, you know, one of the things I don't anymore is for eye drops. So, you know, it's no more red eyes, no more pharmacy visits. No more trying to aim this thing into your eye. It's just, it's much better.
All right, that's good news. If you have glaucoma or if you don't know you have it, you may want to get that eye exam. And I would recommend Fichte, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care, 1-800-309-2020 or Fichte.com. I want to remind you, too, that if you're looking for any of the seminars that you could find at Fichte, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care, you can easily browse Fichte.com. You'll find everything that's going on that you can attend, that you could sign up for, that you want to find more information about. Kevin O'Brien, the one and only, thanks for being on the segment, my friend.
Thank you.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.